I have George Buckman from Realty 365 and Don Marking from Century 21 Real Estate. So, gentlemen, what can you tell me?
Good morning.
Morning.
The Feds increased the interest rate again yesterday, 3/4%, and we're probably looking around 6% money now for house loans.
3/4% sounds like a lot.
Well, they're trying to get this inflation under control, and they're saying there may be another increase coming in another month or so, too.
Oh, goodness. Okay. Well, how is that affecting our local market? Are houses selling?
Yeah, houses are still selling. Not at like we'd like to think they were 2 months ago, but they are selling. If you go list in your house, you got to look at the market, what it's doing right now, not what it was doing 2 months ago. So you can get a good, fair price on it. Some of them have accelerated prices the way the market's been, but it's kind of leveling out to being normal again.
So houses values are going up a little bit, but
yeah, still I'd say it's still
stable.
A seller's market,
right?
But it's not as fast as it was a few months ago.
We still have a very low inventory in house listings right now, so that has still prompted the sales to be steady, plus the prices to hold fairly steady too.
Okay, that's good. I noticed there's some new construction going up.
Yeah, there's several contractors got houses started. Got a new project just up the road here at the Country Club, the Oaks. They got some villas and stuff that they're working on to develop that area over there.
Very nice. And then out west of town, they got a place there off of Savannah Street. It's called Stone Gate, I believe it is. And I think all the lots in the first phase have sold, and they're starting the second phase. So
okay.
We are seeing some new construction still.
Now, the cost of living in Mexico is fairly low compared to the rest of the country. So how do the home values compare?
Right now, we rank 10th in the United States as far as viable homes to come in and purchase. I think the average home in Missouri right now is around $275,000 on a new home, or existing homes, I should say, excuse me.
And what do you think the local average is here?
I think last month they said 165, 166 was our average.
Well, that's quite a difference.
Yeah.
That's
but you take in St. Louis and Kansas City and the Lake of the Ozarks, you know, you're going to have higher price homes too. Yeah.
We still got a lot of good homes around here, and now's a good time if you want to list it because, like I say, it's still a seller's market, and it's been kind of a whirlwind, you know, been fun, but you know, we can't last forever.
There are so many beautiful vintage homes here in town. I've enjoyed just eyeballing them as I drive by. Are many of those for sale?
Oh, there's a few. I've got a friend of mine that's rehabilitating one right now on Boulevard, and it's going to be for sale in a couple of months, but it takes time and effort to restore the old vintage homes.
Yeah, we got some beautiful homes here. The old town's a nice town. People want to live here, you know, move here. So that's good.
Yeah.
Is there any other news you can share with us?
Well, interest rate keeps going up, so that's based on what we've already covered. Low inventory still ranks as buyer's top problem on that. And also, it's a very issue with the renters, too. Everybody's looking for homes to rent, and the inventory's down on that, and the price is up, so it makes it a lot harder for the average tenant to be able to afford some of these rental properties.
How much has the rental price gone up?
Well, it's probably went up 30% here in the last 2 years.
30%? Oh, that's a lot.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, gentlemen, thank you very much. I'm here talking with George Buckman from Realty 365 and Don Marking from Century 21. I thank you for your information.